Hello and welcome to another episode of Little Less Conversation. As you can probably tell from the sound of my voice, England have made it to the Euro 2020 final.
You know what? And I remember this goes back to maybe first or second episode, and you said not to sing, but it's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Mate, we're absolutely useless. We couldn't even get that in sync.
Oh, I think we need a couple of beers first, but oh, mate, it's what a feeling. I think, do you know what? I think there's been times in the past where England have played and I've been nervous, but yesterday I was biting nails at points in the game.
Yeah, mate, it was a bit of a nerve-wracking game, to be honest with you. Although I thought England, for the majority of the game, and in particularly the second half and extra time, were the better team and dominated. Just that feeling that, you know, they're just going to get done on the counter, or, you know, an Iceland moment all over again. But yeah, we seem to have gotten over that hoodoo now. And here we go. Bring on Sunday. Roll on the final.
Oh, roll on the beers. Roll on the final. Roll on Jorginho missing a pen. Come on.
Jorginho against Leno. And it's saved. And that surely... Chelsea's chance gone. Bernd Leno.
I think, you know what? Yeah, like you say. There was a couple of moments when I was scared with, I think Denmark were through and goal, and you just see Kyle Walker sprinting back, and you think, oh, you know what? It's fine. He'll deal with it. In Pickford made a couple of saves, but aside from some dodgy keeping, I do think, yeah, we were the better team. We deserved to go through, even though it might have been a bit of a dodgy call in the pen.
Yeah, well, let me just start off by saying Kyle Walker put in an immense performance. Well, he's been very good throughout the whole tournament, and his covering is ridiculously good. I know he's probably one of the quickest right-backs in the world, but he's been really good. And seen a few Chelsea fans talking about, oh, why isn't Reece James getting into the side? Should he get more time? And, well, quite frankly, no, he shouldn't, with Walker playing like that and Shaw playing as well he is on the other side. I think Chilwell and James... unlucky to get into the squad or into the team, but rightfully so, man. I'd stick with the winning formula. And just going back to Pickford as well, he's looked really, really good all tournament. And yesterday was the first time you saw the nerves start to kick in. The free kick was good. The Denmark free kick was a good one, but in my eyes, he should have saved it. I know he's seen it very late, but even just his distribution and his kicking was so bad.
I think there's one where he rolled the ball out to a fucking Denmark player and please don't.
It's like typical Everton Jordan Pickford right there. That was him playing for Everton right there. I was so nervous every time he got the ball. But yeah, the penalty you mentioned, Raheem Sterling. Mm. Does it matter if it was a pen or not?
I'm not complaining. I actually, you know, initially when I saw it, I thought it was a pen. And in fairness to him, I don't think it's nothing he can do. It's not a dive. It is a soft pen that was given. But does it matter? Nah, not particularly.
I mean, obviously it does. It does matter to the Danes and probably the neutrals as well, the football fans out there. But as an England fan, couldn't care less. It was given. It was missed. Rebound was scored. Goes down in history. Done and dusted. But
player of the tournament, man. He's having such a great tournament, Sterling.
He has. He's definitely agreed 100% player of the tournament. And I think that kind of, you know, win or lose on Sunday, he might not get player of the tournament purely because of unsporting reasons. I think sometimes there's a lot of hate towards him, unnecessary hate, but undoubtedly England's player of the tournament. And he's got to be up there for the top award, really, for player of the tournament. But
I think so. He's carried this England team, and he's just like, he's so direct, and he makes runs. He's rapid as well. He's not a slouch, is he? So I'm excited by seeing what he'll bring to the table on Sunday.
That's the thing, is his pace. I mean, that's why the penalty was given. Is he's running at players with pace and speed. Any little touch, you're going to go down because you're moving so fast. And he does take a knock to the knee. It's quite a small touch, but enough to bring someone down when they're moving at that pace. So in my eyes, it was a pen. And I think he's going to be the key player on Sunday. If he can get out some of those old defenders, and take him on, we can go on and win it all.
I think, again, going back to squad selections, and I know there's been some ins and outs and in the team, and actually Southgate's been under a bit of pressure from his team selections, but, you know, I think he has managed it really well and he's got it right. And I'm purely saying that because in most of the games, well, most of the last games anyway, he's put Saka in the first team, and rightly so.
I think you've just summed up probably the majority of English fans. That's how their views have gone from hating his selections to being like, do you know what? He's got it right. We can't complain. The man's got us to a European Championship final, you know, so we can't complain. And they were talking about a bit of redemption for himself for Southgate. And I think it is. And I think he's done a great job. I mean, flashback to 2 weeks ago when we had our first Euro episode, we were like, oh, what's he doing? You know, hasn't got a clue. He's picking the wrong team, but he seems to have sorted it out and got things right. I think for the final, he needs to stick with the same team. Keep Saka in, keep Walker, Shaw, keep Rice and Phillips as well, because it all seems to be working quite well. Good balance in the team. And you've got some great talent coming off the bench as well to really affect the game when we need it. So,
I'm not a big fan of him hooking Grealish like Arsene Wenger hooked Eboué once when he came on as a sub and then hooked him off again.
Nah, he did. Do you know what? I think if it had been like a 1-1 and he just took him off, like just for the sake of it, then fair enough. But the fact that we were 2-1 up, he brought on Henderson and Foden. So, I mean, Henderson was a bit more, you know, defensive minded, even though he was bombing forward at every opportunity.
I was thinking, is he playing right wing or what is he doing?
Mate, he was proper bombing forward. I was like, mate, just stay in the middle. Just stay in the middle. But no, he's going for it. But
he's had a taste of some goals in the last game. His first thing of every England goal. And he thought, you know what, I want a couple more of these.
Yeah. But I think the game management at the last 5 minutes of extra time was spot on. Grealish off. But when he brought on the players he did, I think they held the ball. They must have hit, I don't know how many passes they hit. I didn't count, but they hit a good 30, 40 passes easily.
The Olays were coming out, weren't they? Like, you know, they managed it. I think there was a point where, actually, it was quite funny. It was 22 minutes into extra time and Walker, he's gone on the right wing. He's bombing forward. He looks at goal and then he takes it to the corner. I'm thinking, what are you doing? And then I kind of thought about it and all right, you know what? Maybe pass it across. Maybe it was a bit early at 22 minutes in, but yeah, like you say, 25 minutes in and they were, you know, playing keep ball is exactly what you want them to be doing.
Exactly. And he brought on Trippier and Trippier did the same thing. There were moments where Trippier could have probably gone into the box and just like smashed it at the keeper, but they just kept taking it to the corner, slowing it down, knocking it about, some really slick 1-2 passing here, there and everywhere. And then that wasted a good 3 minutes. And then all of a sudden, you're in stoppage time of extra time. So yeah, the game management towards the end is spot on.
Now, I mean, look, road to the final. We're, you know, Sunday, big game.
Road to the final is literally what, down a couple of roads and we're there. So, you know, if that's what you mean by road to the final, I'll see you on Wembley Way on Sunday.
Olympic Way, let's do it. It's you in your waistcoat and me in the polka dot tie. I think we could do it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. What is it? Just waistcoat and nothing else, is it? So I'm just going to be shirtless underneath.
This isn't a stag do. Yet.
Well, you never know. Might turn into a wedding if I find the right woman at Wembley on Sunday.
Well, if England win, we know there might be a proposal on the cards. Who knows?
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. You never know.
But I mean, look, you know, Italy, let's you know, give them the credit, obviously, you know, rightly winners against Spain. We had a good game again that went to pens.
Well, you say rightly win. I thought Spain were the better team, man, to be honest with you. I thought Spain were the better team. they, although they were obviously went 1-0 down, they did well to pull themselves back into it. They had more chances. They should have won it, in my opinion. I think everyone thought, well, not even everyone, I thought before the game, Italy were the favourites to win that and they were going to be comfortable 2-0 winners. Didn't pan out that way. And they managed to scrape through on pens, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the final.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I do think, like you say, if we run at the defenders, they're a bit slow. I think Harry Maguire, Stones, you know, they'll be able to cover off most of the attackers. I think, you know what, I'm gonna be bold here. I'm gonna go for a 2-0 win. I think we're gonna keep a clean sheet against Italy, and I think we're gonna get 2-0.
Oh, I don't know, man. I can see this one going to extra time again. 1-1 in normal time, and then I want to say a 2-1 England. I want to say a 2-1 England, but it's just one of those you just can't call it. I just don't know. I'll take any type of England win.
Yeah,
5-0, 2-1, 3-2, penalties, whatever it is, I don't care. As long as
I don't think I could hack penalties. Being that invested into a final, I don't think I could. I'd watch it, but I'd not be happy. I'd be like, again, putting my like shirt over my eyes, and I don't know, not gonna be in a state.
Been there, done it twice, and I've been on the winning and the losing side, so I know how it feels both ways. So, and they're both as bad as each other. So,
no, I think you know what, I'm optimistic. I think most of the nation is, and I think, what is it, 55 years or something of hurt, or whatever it is. I think it is, mate. It is coming home.
I mean, you're the accountant. You do the numbers, boss.
Yeah, I think it's 55. I just read it on BBC Sport.
I mean, it's 66 to 2021, so yeah.
55 it is.
It's going to be a big one. Bring it on.
Yeah, bring on spoons, breakfast, 9 a.m. with a pint. I'm ready for that.
I'm not. I'll see you at 8. 8 p.m., sorry. I'll see you at 8 p.m.
I was gonna say 8 in the morning. Well, that's a bit early. Spoons don't open at 8 on a Sunday.
Oh, no. Well, and that wraps up another episode of Little Less Conversation. Bit shorter than usual, but obviously all we had to talk about was England making the final. So bring on Sunday. We're ready. Hopefully next week when we come back, we'll be talking about England being European champions.
I know, and I'm going to have to dig out some England shirts. I've got one. Do you remember the one we got for the South Africa World Cup? The red one?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if that's... I've got the same one, but I feel like that's a bad omen, man. I don't know if I'm going to have to... I might have to wear something else.
Also, I don't think it'll fit. It'll probably be like a boot tube.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, like, you know what, beans on toast, jacket potato for lunch, and a pint ready. I'm looking forward to it, mate.
I don't know about the beans on toast, but I'd definitely take an England win.
Yeah, see you Sunday.